So, Naomi, you are really leaving.
It is time, Sylvia. There is nothing for me here. I will go back home. Better to have trouble around families and foreigners, With family, you can share in your misery. Then you're not so miserable, Our life is full of hardship. Indeed, but I worry about my girls. May God protect them, for I cannot.
Hi, honey. I brought you some flowers. I'm taking your mother back to Bethlehem. The famine's over. I don't know when I'll be back. I could go home, but I won't. Can't live like that. I won't. I know you didn't want to be buried here, like this. Well, your name's written on my heart. I hope that's enough. For now.
Ruth, let's get on with it, okay? Put the pedal to the metal and the sandal to the road. This is gonna be a totally bitchin' trip, you know?
Have a little faith, Orpah. Think of it as an adventure.
An adventure? Gag me with a spoon. We're going to Bethlehem, population 450. All hicks, all the time. Are you really sure about this? I mean, really. Bethlehem burger?
It's Bethlehem.
Whatever. And how can something with ham in it be Jewish? I mean, will anyone ever talk about Bethlehem? I don't think so. Hole in the wall, valley of the shadow of nothing.
You're right, Orpah. Trouble. That's all my life has been. Trouble. I left home in a time of famine. A husband, two sons, hopes, dreams. All I wanted was a home, a garden, maybe a grandbaby on my lap. Was that so much to ask? I think not. What do I get? Three graves. Not even enough money for a tombstone. No proper burial. But you girls, you don't have to go.
But we want to go. Orp, tell her.
No, girls, you have been good to me, good to my sons. The time has come for me to be good to you. Go home. Go home to your families. God has deserted me. You must too. It will be worse for me than it is for you. What do I have? No hopes, no dreams, no nothing. Nothing but you. And the promise of a God who took away my happiness and gave me, instead, a grave.